This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's always interesting when there's a Koberger hearing. And the recent one that took place late last week is no different. A contentious debate unfolded in Latah County's courtroom as legal representatives clashed over the survey conducted by Brian Koberger's defense team. The survey, intended to assess potential juror bias, prompted accusations of breaching non-disclosure agreements and influencing public opinion, which it really pretty much does. It seems like kind of a double-edged sword that Ann Taylor was throwing out here, Stacey, where it felt like, okay, I'm going to say there's this bias, but I'm also going to throw all this stuff into the pool and go, oh, the pool's dirty. How did that happen?
Yeah. You know, this is quite the case to be screwing with.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be one of the biggest murder trials in U.S. history. O.J. Simpson, maybe, you know, but you know,
in the decade, it's probably one of the biggest.
Yes. So to kind of muddy the pool like that is gutsy. And to not see that coming is gutsy.
Well,
there's a problem here.
Well, here's the deal. You muddy the pool. I guess what's the worst that could happen to you? You could be censured. You could be penalized as an attorney. Mm-hmm. You could be disbarred, even if they view it as being too far. But I think she knew just kind of the line she could go up to without crossing those lines. But enough where you could make an influence, you're going to get scolded. And maybe you'll make enough influence to get done what you want done, which ultimately is to move the trial out of Latah County and out of Moscow, Idaho, into another county. Brian Koberger, the 29-year-old suspect charged with first-degree murders for the University of Idaho students in 2022, and his legal counsel faced off against state prosecutors in the heated courtroom session. The crux of the argument revolved around the legality and implications of the survey conducted by Koberger's defense team. The defense team, represented by Ann Taylor, revealed that they commissioned a survey firm to contact approximately 400 local residents. Keep in mind, this is a population of about like 20-some thousand people, so it's a pretty good chunk. The aim was to gauge the potential for securing an impartial jury, a task they deemed impossible in the town where the tragic murders occurred. Taylor highlighted the necessity of expanding the jury pool and exploring alternative trial venues. Keep in mind, she had no approval to do this.
Yeah, and that's the part that upsets me. I would think if you're going to do something of this large scale with a very high profile trial that hasn't even been set yet, you need to talk to the judge. You need to talk to people in charge and say, here's what I'd like to do. Do I have your approval?
Yeah, and clearly she doesn't. Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson voiced concerns over the survey's content, claiming it included highly specific questions that could prejudice potential jurors. Thompson cited instances where residents were asked detailed questions about the case, potentially introducing false information that could portray Koberger negatively. In response, Taylor defended the survey as a common practice in high-profile cases, emphasizing that the questions were crafted based on media coverage and were not intended to inject biased information.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Was that bad?
Isn't that an oxymoron? Isn't that the definition of an oxymoron right there? You're basing it on media coverage, but you're not intended to inject biased information. I'm sorry, but most media coverage on this case is biased information.
Exactly. Have you met the media?
Have you met us? Have you talked to us? Have you seen what we've talked about? We're very biased. And I'm going to say that right now. We are completely biased.
Yep.
Why? Because he looks guilty as shit. It's not because we're just like, we hate Brian Koberger, that guy that we have no idea who he is. But after looking at all the information, looks pretty fucking guilty. Now, mm-hmm. are we biased in other cases? No. I mean, look at Richard Allen. Look at the Delphi case. I'm completely in the middle of the road there. I mean, could he have been the person that did it? Yes. Does the evidence have any sort of semblance that he is? No.
No.
So is basing an opinion bias? Maybe. But the thing is, you're talking about media. That's the gray area here. Media coverage. That's such a gray term. There is news coverage, which simply states, here's the facts, here's what's going on. And then there's opinion-based coverage. That's what we do. That's what a lot of you see do on Banfield, on anything. Whatever you're watching that's talking about this case, it's
court
biased.
TV. Yeah.
Court TV, it's biased because we have opinions and we're human beings and we're expressing our opinions in our own outlets. And that's okay. It's just our opinions. It doesn't mean it's fact, but it means we've added this shit up and went, here's what 2 + 2 equals. It's 27. No, it's 4. But it's one of those things where it's how this works. And there's nothing wrong with just pointing out facts. And that's what we do. She outlined advantages of conducting surveys in Ada County and other Southeast Idaho counties, citing larger jury pools and better logistical arrangements. I found that interesting. I don't have the audio right now, but you can hear it. It is on our podcast feed and on YouTube and all that. You can actually watch the proceeding on our YouTube channels at Hidden Killers Pod on YouTube. But some of the arguments that she was making, like the airport's right there. There's better hotels. There's better restaurants. It's
this
like,
isn't a wedding.
Like we're not like pitching this from Yelp. Like,
right?
Oh my God, you have to try the steak over here. You have to. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It has nothing to do with this. I don't fucking care where people eat. I don't care if they drive a little bit to get to the fucking courthouse. That should have no bearing on this trial whatsoever. And if you're making that your argument, I found that kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it kind of makes it feel like she's grasping at straws.
Desperate. It felt like the fact that she was even bringing those things up to the judge felt very just kind of like, I'm grasping at straws. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to guess she's going to look back at that and go, that was stupid to say aloud. Of like, let's make it convenient for the journalists. Nobody fucking cares. We're Mm-mm. talking about justice for this case. Nobody cares that it's more convenient for Nancy Grace to get there. Nobody right. fucking cares. Nor does Nancy. So don't play it that way. The Judge John Judge, opted to deny a ruling on the matter until a second hearing, which is scheduled for this week, April 10th. Allowing both parties to further discuss the survey's implications. Until then, the survey remains paused pending the judge's decision. Of course, Koberger stands accused of the murders of Ethan Chapin, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodle, Madison Mogan, who were all found stabbed in a home near the University of Idaho campus in November of 2022. He was arrested in Pennsylvania 1 month later. He awaits a trial in Lata County. He's in the Lata County jail. The state of Idaho has previously filed intent to seek the death penalty against Koberger, whose trial date is yet to be set. I think at the end of the day, that is her single goal. She is trying to find some way that once this thing does get to trial, all these proceedings, all of these tactics, she can turn to and say, this is reasonable doubt. That's reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really not. But I think that's the ultimate goal here at the end of the day.
We still don't have a court date yet.
We don't. They're still arguing over that. And that was brought up in this hearing as well today. The tentative idea is summer of next year.
Oh, jeez.
We will see. Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I can only imagine the hell that those families are going through. And watching the tactics of Ann Taylor, I'll give her credit. She's a good defense attorney. She is pulling every straw she can. She is going to every length that she can to defend Brian Koberger. That is her job. That's what she's been assigned to do. She's a state appointed attorney. She's a public defender on this. And this is probably the trial of her lifetime. And she's going to do everything she can to try and defend him, whether he's innocent or not. I don't know how anyone looks at this case and goes, he's innocent, with a clear conscience, but her job is to defend him. And that is exactly what she's doing. And she's doing a pretty damn good job. I will say that, although it may look crazy on the outside and just heart-wrenching for those families who lost their young children in that horrible, horrible massacre. But she's doing her job. I can't say if I was Steve Gonzalez, I would be patient with this, or sitting in the background, not wishing ill on her. It's got to be one hell of a ride to be on. And I do not envy them whatsoever. They just want justice. They want to get to the answer, and they don't want a bunch of fucking games.
Well, they want this over with. I mean, this has been going on for so long. How can they heal when this is going on?
Well, and that's the thing. The reality is our judicial system is a bunch of fucking games.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.